It's the Doctor on Triple J.
In the studio. Hello there, Jimmy and... Whoa, yeah. Sweet mixing, McDougal. Jimmy and Hugo from Flight Facilities, how are you guys doing?
Good, thanks.
That would never happen at a Flight Facilities show.
No.
It has.
Oh, well, yep.
really?
Definitely.
Last time I saw you guys was on a boat. There was none of that stuff going on.
That was really fun.
That was such a good day.
Yeah.
A lot of boat action.
Much like this day, actually.
Beautiful day in lots of parts of Australia. A lot of people stretching the long weekend, the Anzac Day weekend, into a four-day.
Yeah.
I can't imagine too many people went in today.
Tom Ballard didn't. He's very sick.
He's genuinely sick.
He'll be fine. He's back on Monday. Triple J breakfast will be fine. But you guys have been having a very sweet time of late. So many cool things. Overseas stuff. Brand new song on the radio. And what a cool knee reconstruction, Jimmy.
Yeah. On the tip of the song thing, we've just been waiting for, you know, 3 or 4 years to just dump everything that we've ever done on people, you know.
the fifth song.
Yeah, definitely.
The big one. Yeah.
Just come out with things consecutively instead of like wait a year in between.
as Louis said, it's quality over quantity.
Yes, that's true.
And you have been dealing with an knee.
I hope that's the case. We'll let everyone else kind of be the judge of that one.
Well, I'm going to play really, really soon the brand new song featuring Elizabeth Rose, but should we talk about this serious dancing injury?
There's no good way
of saying it because everyone's going to feel sorry for him right up until the point that he tells what happened.
Okay. I was skiing in Switzerland, no, snowboarding in Switzerland.
We're on a European tour and we took a few days off to go skiing in Switzerland.
Yeah, so you don't have to feel sorry for me anymore.
Was it at least at the end of the snowboarding experience?
Well, it was the last run. Mm. Well, it was the last
obviously.
Run.
Obviously.
But it was basically, you know, one of the last runs. And I was like, you know what? I've been snowboarding for about 4 months now. Mm-hmm. I'm going to go off this kicker. And I thought, yeah, I'll do that. And then I just landed wrong. And like, as we were there on like, it was the early season for the Swiss Alps. So mm-hmm. all the young like pro kids were there and us. So this kid like zoomed past me straight up and was like, ooh, like that. And just didn't stop to help.
Like, we're watching like 10-year-old kids doing backflips.
Yeah. So that's kind of why I got inspired, but a little too inspired.
If a 10-year-old kid can do it, unfortunately, he's been doing it for 10 years since birth.
4 months ain't that long.
So was it just you need us in the wrong place?
Yeah.
It's just
definitely.
Done.
And it still feels like it's in that wrong place now.
Oh, no. But it looks good. It's been reset and everything. Yeah. And has it affected your dancing on stage?
Well, I haven't tried yet, but I will try pretty soon, I think. When's our first show?
Yeah, in
May.
I think
7th of May.
Yeah, in Perth.
11th of May 11th in Perth. So I've got a long flight and some dancing on stage. I'll see how it holds up.
And is it going to affect the other thing you guys are doing, which is the shitbox rally?
Mm. Yeah, well, I'm jumping on that one. Jimmy's holding the fort down.
Yeah, I'm
going
to hold the fort in Sydney.
I'm doing it with my brother, who's also a Jimmy. So we're doing the flight facilities car for that.
This is, if anyone hasn't heard of the shitbox rally, Tom Tilley did it a couple of years ago. And you basically drive a car from Sydney to Alice Springs?
Yeah, more or less. I mean, it's from Adelaide up through Alice Springs and then out to Fremantle, but we have to get the car to Adelaide, so effectively coast to coast.
And what's the rule about the car that you have to buy?
It has to be $1,000 or less, and I think that's basically it. That's including registration as well.
You should see the paint job he's done on it. It's so
good. We put a big Flight Facilities logo on the roof, and it's got wings on the side, and there's going to be some windows. So we're going to post it on Facebook or something soon.
If anyone else is going in the shitbox rally, let us know. Give us a call, 1-300-055-536, and we'll see if we can get a little posse together.
Yeah.
Sweet. You've got a sweet system in the car, at least.
No, it is everything it's called. It's a shitbox. It sucks. So I'm just hoping we make it to Perth.
What was the last animal you were just talking about, Hugo, then?
A giant sloth.
Which is currently extinct, however.
People really want to bring it back because it's like the size of a rhinoceros. And I'm not lying about this, although it does sound like it.
This is what we shout about when the music's on. We're bopping to the music and talking about cloning our extinct animals.
Bopping, I guess.
Oh, sorry, we weren't. Bopping is incorrect. Dear. But yes, so some dude is trying to bring back those animals.
I hope so. I want it to happen. I just want a Jurassic Park. Yeah. Or a sequel. We could deal with either.
We could have Clive Palmer when he's Prime Minister. He owns a dinosaur theme park. So maybe he would make all of Australia a dinosaur theme park.
Yeah. He's got my vote.
You guys will be the theme music, Flight Facilities.
Totally. We will.
That is awesome. So we've got a couple of shitbox ralliers texting in as well. They want to know your number on the shitbox rally, Hugo.
Personal phone number.
Yeah.
You don't know. All right.
Just look for the car with a big logo on top of it. It's already driving around Sydney. So.
Is it?
Yeah. I took it for a drive
today. People are going to know, really? So this is the problem. You guys are getting pretty big now. Number 17 in the hottest 100 with Claire de Lune.
Yeah, we're really happy about
that.
Yeah,
we still can't really believe that happened.
So. Where did you celebrate?
Where were we?
We were in Brazil.
Brazil.
Good place to celebrate.
Yeah, it was great.
It was kind of middle of the night.
It was three in the morning, though.
Yeah.
I actually slept through it.
I was waking up to Twitter feed like, check in. You have to do that hotel login where you kind of don't really remember it each time. Yeah, these are our first world problems.
But it felt like Christmas in the morning. I was like, what did we get?
Yeah. That's awesome. That and 1.3 million views of the video clip.
That's really cool.
A little bit of that, you know, courtesy of Alicia Keys, I imagine, tweeting about the song.
Definitely. Yeah, that definitely helped
and,
it along.
And the amazing video from Dave Marr.
Yeah, yeah.
What definitely.
So when you had to, like, you know, bring a follow-up to Claire de Lune, was there a little bit of pressure to keep heading in that direction?
Yeah, I mean, that response,
we didn't expect it to be that good a response, but we've had that song for, we've had the instrumental for I Didn't Believe since we finished Crave You, but we just never had the right thing for it.
It was too. It was ages.
2010 we did that.
And we tried three different vocalists on it as well.
Right.
All of which were great, but Elizabeth.
Kimbra. Wally DeBecker.
Actually, Kimbra was like one of our first thoughts to have on it. She's got a great voice.
Mm. But then, you know, she did that small song with Wally and like, you know.
But then how did Elizabeth Rose come into the picture?
Well, she did a remix of Foreign Language.
Yeah, a really cool like bassy remix.
Yeah, super different. And then we just tried a couple of people and then it just seemed like such a natural fit in the end.
We kind of wanted like a Madonna vibe and Elizabeth really hit that. On the head.
She's so small and has the biggest voice.
Yes.
It's bizarre.
Awesome. So listen to it right now on Triple J. This is I Didn't Believe featuring Elizabeth Rose by Flight Facilities on Triple J. On Triple J, Flight Facilities featuring Elizabeth Rose, I Didn't Believe, Jimmy and Hugo having a giggle at my back announcer.
Yeah, that's right.
Good. From the band, just laughing at the DJ. That's what they do.
The silent laughter, like...
Now, I played that song for the first time a few days ago and there's a lot of love for that going around the place.
That's excellent news.
Not only because of that sweet bass line.
The panda sweet bass line.
Sweet bass. And Elizabeth Rose, which is quite handy that she's singing on it as she's joining you on your tour.
Yeah.
She is. She joined us for a gig that we did in 2011 when we'd actually had the song pretty much like in a working state even then.
Yeah.
But she was great then.
Yeah, she's a great act to come see.
Yeah, and she'll probably jump up on stage with you guys.
Definitely.
Sweet.
Surprise.
We hope so. The instrumental goes.
Elizabeth, if you're listening, will you?
Yes. Stay out of their rider. Well, this is how you keep the support bands out of your rider. You get them up on stage with you.
Exactly.
It's either the rider or the support that comes up on stage. But before we get to those shows, kicking off on the 11th of May at the Bakery in Perth, you guys have got, you, Hugo, have got some driving to do, the Shitbox Rally.
Yeah, 6 days to get to a gig will be the longest travel we've ever done.
Every car has to be worth less than $1,000. And from Adelaide all the way to Alice Springs. And Riley's on the line. Riley, you are a rival Shitbox rallier.
Oh, yeah, that's right, man. I'm from Sydney, though.
All right, so you're a Sydney Shitbox rallier. Now, you reckon your car's going to be better than Hugo's?
Well, mine's red, so it automatically makes it faster.
It
I did actually catch the model of car that Hugo was driving.
You know what? I do know. It's a Holden Commodore VP, I think.
It's a wagon.
I don't know if I've given away that I'm not that much of a car guy.
Do you have your license?
I got it out of a cereal box. VP Commodore.
There you go.
That's Australiana right there. VP Commodore.
That's good. It's good Anzac Day.
Right. So it should match the red.
Yeah. Do you have any mechanical skills, Riley, that you can help out in, if need be?
If so, we bow out.
I do. I'm pretty good at yelling at stuff and throwing things at it in anger. But apart from that, I'm normally not too bad of a spanner.
Awesome. Well, very good luck, Riley, racing against the Flight Facilities VP Commodore. Grace, are you going in the Shitbox Rally?
Oh, I'm thinking about it, eh?
Do you have the right vehicle?
I do. I have the worst car in the universe.
You're in.
I actually think that is there a part of the contest that is like what, like the shittest car wins or something? Because I would win that.
I hope so. That's what I'm saying. It feels like getting to the finish line isn't quite the objective here. I think hitchhiking from about Alice Springs onwards should be.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's I'm. The car is sort of more duct tape than car, so.
I'm just going to duct tape a couple of Fs on it for flight facilities.
Yeah, yeah, represent.
How much did it cost? How much did yours cost, Grace?
$200.
She's in. That's fine.
Because like, because if it's going to be $100,000, including rego, rego costs so much depending which state you live in.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
And I think at the end of it, they sell the car off as well. They put it up for charity, and so someone's going to have a flight facilities car at the end of this. So if you're in Perth and you want one, it's all yours.
If you end up, anyone in Frio who wants a flight facilities car, you'll get one in about a few weeks' time. Hey, have yourself a excellent time. If you do end up going in the Shipbox Rally, Grace, let us know. And it's great too. All money goes to the Cancer Council, which is sweet, and you can donate at shipboxrally.com. That's enough. I got Jimmy and Hugo from Flight Facilities, as heard on Grey's Anatomy, in the studio.
You didn't.
I didn't hear it. Did you watch that episode of Grey's Anatomy? Have you seen it yet?
I can't find it.
I cut through it and watched it. I did. I got sucked into it a few years ago as well by my sister.
I did by my mum.
It happens.
Don't judge us.
You bag them out and then you watch two episodes and you're like, well, maybe just for science,
I did that
we should
Clueless.
Check what's happening on the next
Remember
one.
Remember Clueless, the movie? With
yeah.
That, I
yeah,
did that so bad. My sister
movie,
watched it like every day. And so I was like, I hate it.
But you did watch the end of Grey's Anatomy to see your bit.
Yeah, I mean, I did kind of skip through it. I thought it would have been in like a dramatic death scene, but it was kind of talking about, I don't know, fertility or something like that.
That's all your songs. All your songs are basically about fertility.
In one way or another, definitely.
uses of them. So the live shows, which kick off on the 11th of May at the Bakery with Elizabeth Rose and Movement, a bunch of shows. You're playing in Magnetic Island on the 17th of May. That's going to be nice.
Rave.
Yeah, it's actually really fun.
Yeah. Oh, I know where you're playing in that joint. Yeah, that's great. That's my family's from up there.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, cool.
Townsville. You got the Sunny Coast. You got two shows in Melbourne, two in Sydney and one in Brisbane. And the Sydney shows are like selling out in 3 hours' time.
Yeah, we're really surprised.
That was much more. I was surprised. Like, oh, man, I hope that one goes well.
Yeah, we were like, oh, man, should we move to this bigger venue? And we're really happy, so thanks to everyone who bought tickets.
Yeah, nice work, guys. Listening to Flight Facilities, you may have caught Flight Facilities on Mix-Up a few weeks ago.
Even a Category 2 hurricane could spell disaster for the very vulnerable city of New Orleans. And a Category 5 Katrina is expected to cause catastrophic damage. We keep using that word catastrophic because, frankly, it fits.
From your sweet 2002 to 2012 mixtape you guys put together. One of like three mixtapes like this you've done, isn't it?
Four.
One of four, yeah. One got taken down because Stevie Wonder's people didn't want his song on it. But we're working on it.
We're trying to get it back online. Yeah. I mean, it's annoying that happened, all that work, and then it's like, Stevie says no.
How much of Stevie was in there? That is
45
Stevie.
To a minute.
Well, he opened the whole Decade Mixes on the first and 72 with Superstition.
Yeah.
So, right. I mean, it's pretty cool that he's the first. I mean, maybe he might like that because he hasn't received many
Stevie,
accolades.
Stevie, if you're listening to Triple J.
This is what he's been waiting for.
Yeah,
he's been waiting
one,
for
I
Fly
think.
Facilities to pay him homage. Well, if you do know Stevie Wonder, feel free to go and let him know that it's cool. That
we actually did that on our Facebook. Yeah.
And you've got plans for, I guess, you're up to date now. You can't go much further back in time if you're doing 10-year stats.
Someone said go back and do go 62 to 72. So,
which could be interesting. I mean, like,
I don't want to think about it.
Yeah, no.
You should do like 22 to 32, the Charleston and all that sort of shit.
How do you find, I mean, how was Billboard's back then? Did it exist?
Yeah, that's a good point, isn't it?
You have to like find those ratings. Charts, and I can't pretend I knew them. Yeah, I've been really into this swing era.
yes, very good point. Well, there is this, and do you pull this sort of stuff out when you play live, or is it just...
Every now and then we'll pull one or two out. We don't try to overdo it.
Yeah, but we've been thinking of doing like specialised parties like once or twice a year that would be just this stuff, so it'd be really interesting. Obviously, with not like the news...
Yeah, without the news
clips over the top. But like,
there was this really good. Obviously, between the years 2002 and 2012, plenty of things happened, including swine flu.
The doctors treating Britain's confirmed and suspected cases of swine flu already have protective masks. But
yes, good.
I love that, like, you know, it's us when there's electro and like
politics.
Swine. This is the Flight Facilities way.
Oh, that's Flight Facilities.
Yeah. So, what are we going to get at these shows? Are you guys sort of doing like a live kind of DJ set, or how's it all work?
Yeah, we'll be DJing. I mean, that's kind of the only thing that we semi-good at. So we'll keep on with that. But we'll have a bit of a light show, and mm-hmm. we're kind of constructing a bit of a show with some people at the moment. So
Infinity Prism, that's what you need to get.
Well, close to something like that.
We just need a number one album first.
Well, maybe you should release an album.
Yeah, this is
we'll
true.
We'll see you in, 2020? I think we'll have three more decade mixes out before we do.
Good. So there's the album question. And then, of course, so you've got these shows and then Splendor in the Grass with such a great lineup, including Frank Ocean. And
yeah, that'd be cool.
Did I hear that you guys, or one of you guys was hanging out with Frank Ocean when he was out here with the Big Day
Out?
Yeah, I was
hanging in a hotel room with Kanye, Frank Ocean, and some of the other Odd Future guys.
As you do. Wow.
With your very own Nina.
Nina Las Vegas may have been the one that dubbed you in. Yeah,
yeah, might have been.
And just like listening to the new Frank Ocean album.
Yeah. And I didn't really listen that much. I was kind of talking to everyone and like, I wish I had a listen. I would have been like, oh yeah. Yeah, I love
it.
Comes
out, you're like,
heard it. Yeah, heard it. Whatever, guys. Don't even need to buy it.
Well, you can tell him that to his face when you see it for Splendor.
Nope, I won't.
Hey, have a ball. Hey, thanks heaps for coming in today, especially with your knee and the condition it is in.
Oh, yeah, it's a good outing. It's good physio for it, really, I've been told. So yes.
As is dancing.
Thanks for having
me. We'll see some dancing on the
yeah,
on
definitely. If you see a crutch, don't freak out on stage, everyone.
Well, you will see him on stage. All the gigs are, of course, up at the Triple J Gig Guide. And remember, Hugo, if you break down, give us a call.
I'll send for you, Lindsay. Yes. You can drive to the centre.
We have such a great listenership. Someone will be able to sort you out.
Yeah, that'd
sure.
be so good. Why don't you just call Triple J, man?
Just do it, man.
NRMA.
Hey, our registration's free.
Yeah, definitely.
See you later, dudes. Have a ball, man.